On today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, KCII News takes a look back at 2013. Today we'll review the fourth quarter. A Loisa County man that had been missing for nearly 2 days was found October 1st. Chief Deputy Josh Helscher with the Loisa County Sheriff's Department told KCII News that 30-year-old Kevin Michael Bunch of Letts was found by authorities and transported by air care to the University of Iowa Hospitals for injuries. A single vehicle accident was reported September 29th in rural Letts. The vehicle involved was registered to Bunch, but authorities could not find him at that time. He was found October 1st, approximately 2 to 3 miles west of where the wreck occurred. In early October, authorities arrested the student who caused a lockdown at Lone Tree High School in September. The 18-year-old was booked and released on October 7th. According to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, the defendant is charged with going armed with intent, a felony, and going armed with a knife longer than 8 inches, an aggravated misdemeanor. The student was stopped by school officials on September 23rd while trying to enter the school wearing a mask and carrying a knife. Online court records indicate that the 18-year-old was put in a jail alternative program and underwent mental health treatment. To remain compliant with court orders, the student was not allowed to contact the school, enter school property, or possess a weapon. The Bunker Mill Bridge was sold for $1 on October 10th. The Washington County Supervisors agreed to the purchase agreement with Friends of Bunker Mill Bridge after several drafts and signed the final copy during a special session of the supervisors. The supervisors agreed to provide $80,000 to the group's restoration efforts, which is the amount estimated for demolition that the county would have spent otherwise. A Jefferson County city broke a world record over summer 2013. Guinness World Records notified Fairfield and the Ragbri Committee the week of October 24th that they are the record holders for largest gathering of people wearing false mustaches. The attempt occurred July 26th when Ragbri cyclists spent the night in Fairfield. 2,268 people took part, breaking the previous record set in the spring by a group of 1,544 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A number of local athletes attended the state track tournament in Fort Dodge in November. In 1A, Highland finished 10th as a team with 188 points, while the winner of the meet was Denver with 89 points. Highland was led by Evan Mailer, who finished 3rd with a time of 16.41, good for the all-state recognition. Other scorers were Kiefer Sexton on 18th with a time of 17.21. Caleb Brace is 46th in a time of 18.20. And Chris Ford is 67th in a time of 18.54. Also in the 1A race was IMS's Kirby Shelter, who finished 37th overall in a time of 17.41. In 2A boys, Mid Prairie finished 7th as a team with 212 points, with Monticello winning the meet with 63. The Golden Hawks were led by Jared Draper in 32nd with a time of 17.25. Also in the boys 2A race was Columbus Junction's Josh Keller, who finished 73rd in 17.55. Residents of Riverside learned in early November that Bill Polk would continue to serve as their mayor. According to official results from the November 5th election, incumbent Bill Polk received 197 votes, while challenger Nate Robinson received 168. Polk will serve as mayor for the next 2 years. He served in the position for the past 8 years and was a member of the city council prior to that. A mistrial was declared November 15th after the Henry County jury in Seth Teckel's murder retrial failed to come to a verdict. Teckel is now being held on $750,000 cash-only bond at the Monroe County Jail. A mistrial was declared in Teckel's first trial in spring of 2013. He's charged with two felonies, first-degree murder and non-consensual termination of a pregnancy in connection with the shooting death of his wife at their home near Agency in May of 2012. A 13-year-old Brighton male faced multiple charges following a fire in Brighton on December 1st. The boy was charged with criminal mischief in the third degree, second degree arson, reckless use of fire or explosives, explosive or incendiary materials or devices, and witness tampering. The boy was taken into custody by Washington County Sheriff's Office personnel to detention the following Tuesday. Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar states that the juvenile used an incendiary device to ignite the small building at an old gas plant. Dunbar also told KCII News that the juvenile was sent to a detention center after appearing in front of a judge. Farmers Electric Cooperative entered into an agreement with a solar company for a project in Johnson County in early December. The Kelowna Co-op partnered with Eagle Point Solar of Dubuque. Eagle Point will handle the contracting and financing for the solar farm, which is expected to be Iowa's largest and will take advantage of federal and state tax credits. They could break ground at the site south of Frytown as early as March. According to General Manager of the Electric Cooperative, Warren McKenna, they own the land and the solar company will own the equipment. Under their agreement, the co-op will buy the energy produced on the farm for 10 years. After that, the solar panels will be under their ownership. As of December 2013, the State Fire Marshal's Office was no longer investigating a Washington County arson case. According to Ron Humphrey with the State Fire Marshal's Arson and Explosives Bureau, the arson case involving the Bunker Mill Bridge fire that occurred on August 11th was closed. He said an agent was able to rule out an electricity fire immediately and later determined lightning did not play a role. Despite multiple interviews, there were no suspects in the case. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with a review of the fourth and final quarter of 2013. I'm Nathan Swenson with KCII News.